Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves, part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. Please check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. Today is Wednesday, August 26th, and I want to talk to you about a blog that's on our website that addresses a topic that I think a lot of you are wondering about, and a lot of you are curious about, and a lot of you may be worried about. The title of the blog is Don't Praise the Machine, and the subtitle is The Future of Integration. It's written by Hope Roth, one of our blog squad members, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So what Hope is talking about in specifically this blog is, well, I guess in general, she's talking about sort of how automatic or configurable control systems or automated control systems, and she points out like the Crestron Ping, and of course that every control system manufacturer has their own. Are they going to take over the world of pre-programmed and higher-end integrated customizable control systems? And she has an interesting premise. Now, I don't want to go through and tell you all that she wrote because I want you to read the blog. Go to our website at ravepubs.com and click on the blog squad. It's the top blog up there right now. But look for her name, Hope Roth. You can find it as well. But she raises an interesting question. A lot of times we find out or we learn about sideswiped, whatever you want to call it, by products that are sort of all-in-one products, where a product that we used to integrate or a set of products, a family of products, maybe four or five products that we used to integrate into a system is all of a sudden in one box. So that one box replaces what used to be multiple products. And we all, for a time, worry that that's going to hurt our business model because we're not as integrating as many products. Well, in this case, it's control systems. Every control system that was put into boardrooms, conference rooms, training rooms, classrooms, so on and so forth, were all custom programmed at one time, actually not too long ago, probably 5, maybe 6 years ago. We first saw the first configurable control systems from, probably Extron was the first manufacturer out there with the MediaLink product line, and they've continued that with their follow-up products, TouchLink, and then you've got Crestron Ping, as she points out in her article, and a lot of the companies, even companies that weren't in the control business, companies like Kramer, who were originally not in the control business, have gotten in the control business with configurable control systems. And I want you to read her column and see what you think. See if you agree with her. She's saying don't panic. There's still a lot of opportunity in the market, which there is. And these all-in-one sort of products that kind of sideswipe us sometimes, they may take away some of the short-term business, but what they do is encourage long-term business that isn't measured at the time that the products come out. And the market ultimately grows in a big way. So I think this is all great for our industry. What do you think? If you're a programmer especially, I want to know. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening.